Section 6. Behavioural evidence. There is some behavioural evidence arguing for visual object processing difficulties of readers with dyslexia. The evidence mostly comes from behavioural studies on faces, but a few studies have also been conducted on other subjects. It is well established that readers with dyslexia are slower than readers without dyslexia in naming pictures of objects. This has been attributed to a problem in automatization of verbal responses to visual stimuli. A behavioral study found that readers with dyslexia were more error-prone in naming objects compared to matched participants with other problems such as ADHD, poor handwriting, and dyscalculia, with an effect size that was large and close to significant. It also found that reading age, but not chronological age, furthermore correlated with naming accuracy. However, the errors that the readers with dyslexia made indicated that they might have recognised the objects, but just did not find the proper names for them, e.g. saying staxophone or styrofoam when showing a xylophone, leading authors to suggest that the object naming problems are not indicative of a perceptual impairment. However, tasks that measure rapid, automated naming of objects often require only basic-level categorization, for example, octopus and microscope, while word recognition requires subordinate-level categorization. To rephrase, it is not enough to recognize that something is a word. One has to individuate words, many of which are very similar, e.g. mat, mat, mad, dam, bam. Basic level object recognition might not suffice to reveal subtle high-level visual problems in readers with dyslexia. Individuating objects, such as being able to tell two different octopuses or two similar-looking microscopes apart, should put more demands on fine-grained analysis of shape that likely supports visual word identification. Indeed, Sigurdóttir et al. Found that readers with dyslexia did significantly worse on the Van der Broeck expertise test than matched controls, a task that required the individuation of the same category non-face objects, for example different types of birds, butterflies, cars, houses and planes, but found no differences on a colour recognition task that did not require any shape analysis. Hustedge et al. Also found that readers with dyslexia remembered complex abstract figures in less detail, akin to subordinate level recognition, but were no different or even slightly better than controls at recognizing them on a basic level. The authors attribute this greater processing of whole objects at the expense of diminished processing of visual details. Interestingly, detail-related errors in the dyslexic group were completely uncorrelated with measures of phonological skills, which could indicate that phonological processing and high-level visual processing could independently contribute to reading problems. Readers with dyslexia have also been found to be slower than controls at deciding whether visual stimuli are real or fake objects, and are less accurate at telling apart real and fake traffic signs. However, Gabe et al. Found no differences between the ability of dyslexic and typical readers to tell different cars apart, and neither did Sigurdóttir et al. For the ability to tell similar-looking computer-generated novel objects apart. Results on face processing abilities of readers with dyslexia have also been mixed. Some studies find no particular problems. Such no results could be due to the usefulness of low-level visual characteristics or other cues, such as hairstyle or hair length, that are unrelated to face identification in the chosen tasks. They can also reflect the heterogeneity of developmental dyslexia. For example, Kun et al. Studied 24 high school students with developmental dyslexia. Face recognition deficits were not found on the group level, but some individuals with dyslexia nonetheless had difficulties with face recognition, while there was a dissociation between reading abilities and face recognition of other readers with dyslexia. Face recognition deficits can therefore be present in dyslexia, but they are not universal for the dyslexic population, arguing for individual differences in dyslexia. Several studies have reported abnormal face processing abilities of readers with dyslexia. For example, Tarkiainen et al. Found that readers with dyslexia made more errors than control participants on the Bentel facial recognition test, where participants had to match either identical images or two images from different viewpoints of the same person. Readers with dyslexia were also slower in a computerized matching task, where participants were asked to match one of two faces in the lower half of the computer screen to a reference shown in the upper half of the screen. Sugadadota et al. Reported that readers with dyslexia performed significantly worse than match controls on the Cambridge Face Memory Task that requires the recognition of individual faces. Furthermore, face matching performance was found to predict dyslexia over and above matching of novel objects or noise pattern that shared low-level visual characteristics with the faces, such as orientation or spatial frequency information. This supports the idea that the association between word and face processing is quite specific. Face processing problems of readers with dyslexia are also not associated with dyslexic readers' verbal deficits, as assessed by verbal working memory. High-level visual problems in readers with dyslexia might therefore be independent of a phonological processing deficit, commonly seen as the primary cause of dyslexia. Finally, Santani et al. Studied children at risk of developing dyslexia. They found performance differences in a one-back face recognition task, distinguishing between at-risk children who later turned out to have dyslexia and those at-risk children who did not. Finding these behavioural differences in children before the beginning of formal reading instruction suggests that high-level visual processing deficits may be causal to dyslexia as opposed to an effect of a diminished exposure to written words. We initially expected these problems in dyslexia to reflect a problem with visual learning, leading to recognition problems that were particularly great for highly familiar object categories such as faces and words that depend on such learning, but did not find support for such a visual expertise account of dyslexia. This unforeseen result pointed us in a different direction, namely to focus on the type of visual characteristics with which readers with dyslexia might struggle and the neural mechanisms that support their processing. Holistic and featural processing may provide two different pathways to recognition, as was described in Feature 3. Although holistic processing of words contributes somewhat to reading, feature-based processing of smaller word parts appears to be much more important. Our research suggests that dyslexic readers show problems with matching faces based on their features but not their global form, and their configural or holistic processing of faces seems to be intact. Follow-up work suggests that dyslexic readers depend only on a single visual process, regardless of whether features or configurations are task-relevant. We speculate that the single visual process is holistic rather than featural, and suggest that behavioural manifestations of high-level visual problems in developmental dyslexia become apparent when featural processing is particularly beneficial for object individuation and recognition, such as in visual word recognition.